Oh boy.
And we're off, I think, almost. Boom, 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 boom. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. How you guys doing? It is 9 o'clock in the morning. U.S. Pacific Daylight Time here in Los Angeles. And Hake is back. Shout out to Joelle Friday filling in for Hake when Hake had jury duty. It's Tuesday, March 19th, AD 2024, and we're going to have a fun show, I think. It's Tuesday, guys, so you can call in right now, 888-77-JESSE. We're on JLP's network, 1-888-775-3773. I do hope to touch on Kanye West a little bit and the Christians judging him. Oh, Lord. And I also hope to touch on Destiny's mother's apparently whipping of slaves at the sugar plantation in Cuba. Did you know Destiny's mother was Cuban? But she didn't have slaves. That was just a misunderstanding, a false assumption by a former Fallen State guest, Destiny being a former guest on the Jason Lee Peterson show. He's been at different town hall things with held by Bond and JLP. With former Fallen State guest Hassan Piker, the Young Turk's nephew. Woke Bay, they called him. So, and I have some super chats from Joelle Friday's covering for Hake. Thank you guys for the super chats, the support, and thank you to Joelle Friday and Sean, Hassan. American Anger Baby. And yes, I did debate Destiny in the past. Debated on them on the January 6th mostly peaceful protest, which he said it's kind of weird to call it mostly peaceful if there was a riot. I'm like, huh, yeah, indeed. Ever heard of Black Lives Matter? And your calls, guys, and some cool music. It's Steve Taylor Tuesday, and it's also Women's History Month. Women's Forum is the third Thursday of the month, ladies. The 21st of March, AD 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I'm wearing a Beware of the Children of the Lie, the Fallen State t-shirt. It's a navy blue. I think it's navy blue. Yeah, it's navy blue. It's not 100% black. It's navy blue, dark blue. From the Fallen State Teespring store. So, go support rebuildingtheman.com/stores for how to find it. Is it me or is my voice sound a little weak? It's horrible. Acting like I've been yelling at the jurors, at the fellow jurors. I'm acting like I'm the former jury foreman. No, I was booted. I am back from jury duty, guys. I'm back from jury duty. I was kind of hoping to be on. I'm like, this is interesting. It's always kind of fun, right? Go into jury duty, sit around, listen to a mixture of boring and phony and sometimes genuine people preaching at you about the law and about justice. And I'm chuckling because am I allowed to talk about the case since I'm booted off of it? I'm not a juror. I suppose I'm allowed to talk about it, or am I not? Hake said he voted for Trump and they booted him. No, I did not say anything. I did not let on. I survived the first round of kickoffs where the lawyers kicked them off. But over the weekend, I was like, I wonder if they're going to look me up. You know, the lawyers going to look me up, because we had 11 jurors at the end of this, of the day on Friday. And so the judge is like, I'm sorry, we would start right now, but we have to have 12 jurors. Jurors decide cases in civil suits and criminal cases. And so we couldn't start. So he's like, come back at 11 after we get a new pool of jurors to fill up to get 12 or maybe even plus some alternates. And indeed, I don't know if he looked me up, this lawyer liar guy. I'm calling him a liar. But he's like, I would like to thank and excuse juror number 10, Your Honor. And then His Honor, it was a man, Judge, nice, said, okay. I could barely understand what he was saying because he said stuff fast and under his breath. And so I walked out and the light-skinned guy who's managing the court said, okay, go report back down to room 253, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. All right. I thought about what if I had stood up and said, oh, please reconsider. That might have been disruptive. You know how JLP says they rule by fear. Well, first of all, I didn't think to ask that. And second, I'd have been too afraid, slash maybe wise, not to ask that thing or say anything. Be fine with whatever comes. Were you at Stanley Mosque? Yeah, downtown LA. I was taking pictures of, it was given, that land, I guess, was given by, reportedly anyway, could be wrong, or some land was given by a guy named Isaac Newton, but not Isaac Newton, but Isaac Newton, I forgot what his name was. He had some name, oh, Van Nuys. Last name Van Nuys. I'm so tempted to tell you about what it... Okay, so I think I can. I think it's fine. What are they going to do to me? So there is this old lady who was turning left on this busy street over in L.A. And there was this lane that's not for cars, at least during certain times of the day, according to the reports. And this in this lane was this young whippersnapper who was driving, you know, about the speed limit. And she didn't see him coming. And he T-boned her and knocked her over on her side, her truck on her side. Down a few years down the road, she's having like brain problems, supposedly chiropractor, maybe some issues. And so she's suing him for this... for damages, and he's challenging the lawsuit, saying, I think she was at fault, not me. And it really could have gone either way. It looked to me like the man was at fault because he was driving in a lane that he wasn't supposed to be in. But honestly, when you get into a car accident, I think most of the time you're both at some fault, or much of the time anyway, because you could have been driving a little more carefully and looking out for, sorry, kids, but idiots on the road who are not paying attention. We all have been idiots at times, right? Some of us, anyway. Most of us, I would say. And so she should have been looking out for that last lane, because that lane is open sometimes, and somebody could be careening down the road and get you. So it really could have gone either way for me. It really could have gone either way for me. But I was like, I wonder if this judge doxed Hake. No, not judge, but lawyer. Lawyer liar. Doxed Hake. Looked up Hake. Possible. Possible, pig? What a mess. Oh, I was chuckling earlier because one of the questions asked was, would any of you jurors think that this woman, this old lady, does not deserve justice because she still doesn't speak English in this country? And I just kept a straight face, didn't make eye contact. And that's how I survived. That's how I survived Friday. But they looked into me. Did the lawyer see your shirt? I was dressed up all fancy. Remember, I was dressing up in button-up shirts. Button-up shirts. And of course, she deserves justice. I think they both should be deported, along with the lawyers. / liars. Lawyers on both sides were phony, in my opinion. So, nice. Anyway, thank you to Joelle Friday and Sean, the producer, who did a segment or two with Joelle Friday yesterday, who was filling in for Hake. Thank you to Nick, the American Anchor Baby, who did the news for Hake on Friday and helped out. Joelle Friday did a whole 3 hours. Oh, Sean did both. Did the whole 2 hours. I haven't finished listening to yesterday's Hake report. I put in timestamps for Friday's show, though. Great handling of the calls, Joelle Friday. And speaking of that, let me read the super chats related to Friday's appearance by Joelle Friday, the guest host of the Hake report. Lin Yen Shin says, "The Prance report. The Prance report. Blah blah blah." About relationships, and that one time she, random mama he like, "Don't even run up that little hill no mo'," says Lin Yen Shin. Nice. And Lin Yen Shin gave another one, less mocking, saying, "The calm and honest way Joelle handled Guhei Joe Kenyon and Toenail Tony reflects fine inner stillness." I agree. Joelle Friday handled Joe from Phoenix and Tony from California. I'd gander better than Hake has ever handled those two. He has awakened the magical Negro status that Jesse encourages, unlike that woke lie of a movie, the magical thing, which Sean from Florida, I think, or somewhere, called in and told me about. Nice. Thank you, Lin Yen Shin, and I agree. Joelle Friday there. Joelle Friday says, "No, because I had zero receipts, LOL, lots of laughs." Hat tip to Colin Flaherty, who says lots of laughs instead of laughing out loud. We love the boomers, the late great. Cion C said, "Samson captured by the Palestine, uh-oh, cutting hair emoji. Gal emoji, barber shop sign emoji." John Zimmer bought 10 coffees, very generous, saying, "Joelle doing Hake and JLP well, awesome. Joelle 2, callers 0, nice." Yeah. Yep. Agree, John Zimmer. Joelle did not get caught up in their mess. And he exposed how they got caught up in their mess, these callers. CNC asked yesterday, "Where is Hank going with that shirt? He fired, abandoned in work. I was dressed up all fancy, like I was going to church." That's how I dress for church. Fancy, sort of, in my opinion. Okay, truck driver bought a coffee. Senor James, you missed Senor Viernes. Which means Friday, Joelle Friday, slaying the three-headed dragon, Snake Joe, Tony, and Maze. Oh, Maze called in on Monday. I heard that call. On my way to court. He slayed the beast with perfect peace. By the way, did you cover the Boeing mess? Don't Google who CEO of Boeing is. You will be disappointed. That sounds like a suggestion to Google, Dave Calhoun. Oh, no. A white man? Terrible. Terrible. Calhoun. Since 2020. Terrible. Thank you for the tip. Truck driver. And then I'll read the rest of your super chats later, coming up, guys. But let me get to Joe. Speaking of Joe, in Phoenix, Arizona, on the line. Joe in Phoenix, thanks for calling and holding there. How you doing?
Good morning, James.
Morning.
Let me first start by saying I'm glad to hear you were eager to be on jury duty. The system doesn't work without jurors, so good for you.
Nice. Yep.
So, my goodness, where to start with Joe Allen here? I'll keep it short today.
Before you start, Yesterday I did not mention this, but yesterday, I don't know if you caught it, Joelle Friday read from a Fox News article correcting the record that Trump was not in fact, which you said on Friday, found liable for R word, ape ray. He was found liable for S word abuse, actual say abuse.
Correct.
Yeah. Did you hear Joelle mention that yesterday?
I did hear that, and I heard that you had sent that article in.
Yeah.
But here's what you both missed. When E. Jean Carroll went on TV the next day and said that Trump did R-word her, Trump said, wait a minute, that's not what the jury found. I'm going to sue you, E. Jean Carroll, for defamation. And the judge took one look and said, nope, I'm throwing this out, Trump. The ruling that the jury made in New York was, in fact, the same as our word. You're talking about a distinct legal discrepancy and unique to just the New York law. So it's the same in the real world as our word. So he threw Trump's case out and said, yes, E. Jean Carroll can, in fact, say Trump R-worded her.
But that sounds like an unfair judge if the jury says no, that she did not.
No, the jury did say that in the real world, there's no distinction between what the jury said and our word.
But the jury distinctly said no, he did not, or not.
No, that's not what they said. No, that's not what they said. There's no real world distinction between what the jury said and the our word. And Joelle, the reason why Trump is still walking around.
So just so you know, guys.
Go ahead.
Joe is not always a reliable witness.
Okay.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Nice jab.
It's not a jab. It's just so that the people know. I mean, you should always not even believe what Hake says, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't believe anybody. But Joe from Phoenix is a snake in the grass.
Look up Judge Kaplan. You see what I'm saying is 100% true.
The Fox News article that Joelle read mentioned how the judge reinterpreted the opposite of what the jury had said.
Different judge, James.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Totally reinterpreted what the jury said.
Around. Yeah.
Because the jury found that the woman was...
Hold on.
The jury found that the woman...
No,
hold on.
Because there's no criminal trials yet.
The jury said that they did not find her credible on the R-word thing. According to the reports. According to Fox News.
Well, they ruled in her favor.
Not on the R-word. Only on S-word abuse. And correct me if I'm wrong, was it because he claimed that to... Because he said the words, grab him by the thing? Grab him where it counts?
I can't say that was because of that. It was he... That did come up in the case, though, yes.
Isn't that ridiculous that came up in the case?
I told you in a few calls back that I don't agree with that. That I mean, it's a he said, she said case, so how could he be found guilty on that? I'm always very skeptical of that.
Well, then how are you using that against his character when you were judging Joelle for judging Trump's character as being of good character, and you said, I never R-worded anybody, acting as though Trump did it?
All I said is that he was found civilly liable for our word, and he was. So
I know, but what does that have to do with Trump's character? If you think it's ridiculous,
you should never even put yourself in that position, James. Period.
I agree with that, but what does that have to do with Trump's character?
That's character. You shouldn't put yourself in that position. You shouldn't be saying those kind of things on tape either about grabbing women by the P word.
Well, he didn't knowingly say that on tape. And this stuff is from 2000. The tape thing was 2005, Access Hollywood, with Bobby Bush. They were joking around.
To even have those thoughts is sick and disturbing.
I know, but it's not sick and disturbing. Come on. I mean, you can call it that, but it's no more sick and disturbing than any other human being. But this is 2005, and then the so-called R-word situation that we don't even know was 1994 or something like that, maybe 1996 or 5.
No idea.
Yeah, so, like, how are you judging a man based on decades-old stuff that Melania is still with him? So
we'll see how long that lasts. But anyway, Joelle, the reason why he's not in jail is because there's no criminal trials yet. It's all been civil so far. That's why he's still walking around.
And Joelle brought up a great point that they only go after Trump and any decent man, and even indecent men and women who are in the public eye, in order to prevent them from gaining political power to do good in the country. When you're standing up for good, they're going to go after you with your past.
Yeah, we disagree on that, but there is good news for you, James.
Joelle is saying, I'm trying to figure out what cloud Joe thinks he lives on.
What cloud I live on?
Yeah, because you were calling Trump a scumbag, which I disavow that word now that CJ from Texas told me what it means, unfortunately.
Yeah, well.
But okay. You were calling him this scumbag and stuff. You're like looking down on the man.
Civilly liable for rape, civilly liable for defamation twice.
Are those reasons to look down on the man? Defamation, saying the woman is not my type and she's lying, and that's defamation? You really think that that's fair to call that defamation?
No, that's not what it was, James. He says he never met her, and that didn't happen when he was already legally adjudicated that he did do those things.
But that's not...
You and I agree with it.
I don't agree with that.
He should have been smarter to not say anything once the ruling was in.
Oh, that's fair, but you think it's fair that it's defamation?
Well, it's the textbook definition of defamation, James. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's not maybe by legalese, but not moral. You're judging a man's moral character by legalese. That shows you to be kind of shallow, in my opinion.
That's the world.
Not
kind of
shallow, but truly shallow.
And that's why he owes her $90 million, which is insane.
Yeah, it is insane. So why are you judging the man's character based on shallow legalese? When you and I both know that the justice system has nothing to do with justice or truth or what's right.
It wouldn't say nothing to do with it. It's not always that.
In this case, it's definitely not that.
Did you see the ruling in Georgia, James?
Answer my question, though, before you jump to Georgia. We can talk about Georgia, but answer my question why you're judging the man's character based on shallow legalese.
We disagree about shallow legalese. It's the world we live in, and he should have been smarter and kept his mouth shut.
But what does that have to do with his character? He's being smart and being saying idle words, perhaps. But I don't think I don't even agree that it's idle words necessarily. But maybe he should have kept his mouth shut. But why are you judging the guy's character on these things?
Any man who says that he can sexually assault a woman just because he's famous, that's no character. That's low.
He didn't say he can do that.
Disgusting.
He didn't say he can S word. He did not say he can SA a woman.
James. Clearly you don't understand the law. Walking up to a woman and grabbing her by her private parts, that is sexual assault without her consent. That's the textbook definition of it.
He said they let you do it. So you're making up stuff, just like Anderson Cooper.
Let you do it is not necessarily consent either.
Let you do it? You're going crazy. You're not answering my question, though. Why are you being so shallow?
You don't understand the law. You don't understand the law.
The law has nothing to do with character. I just told you.
It absolutely does.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Fani Willis is staying on the case in Georgia.
Yeah.
For now. Although it's being appealed. Yeah?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. But my real problem there is Nathan Wade, what are you thinking? This is the guy who, by all accounts, is a successful lawyer, a former judge, has his own law firm, makes over 200 grand a year. That puts him in the top 1 to 2% of all income earners in this country. Why are you dating a flabby middle-aged woman now that you're divorced? If I was his friend, I'd be pulling him aside saying, what are you thinking? Why are you dating her? Just insane.
People got their issues, man. Well, everybody, people fall for different people. And by the way, she's mildly attractive.
She's not attractive at all, but Bonnie Willis is exactly...
You just have higher standards because you're the same race as her, so you have higher standards for it. But people have a different... Well, he's full-blown black, right? And she's part mixed, right?
I have high standards for everybody anyway. But she's the reason why. I mean, you guys love to say, what's wrong with the blacks? Bonnie Willis is exhibit A. You got this stupid, fake Oprah feminist, I don't need a man, insane, crazy, stupid attitude. Those type of women need to go away. The more we can not deal with those kind of women, the better off the lower-income blacks will be, period.
What's the guy's name who was reportedly with her?
Nathan Wade.
Nathan Wade.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a problem with these gals. Like, you're saying that with some vindictiveness, almost as much vindictiveness as Trump. Not that you're wrong about what you're saying about Fani Willis. Because she has a crazy attitude. But
the matriarchy is what's destroying the black community, the poor black community. That's what I stand against for sure.
True. But then how come you have like a mama spirit too, though?
No, you say that and it's nonsense, but you go ahead and think that.
It's not now, nonsense.
The big problem, Trump owes $450+ million now, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard that he can't afford that right now. He can't make so-called bond. Is that in order to appeal? He needs to post that in order to appeal or something?
Correct. He can't appeal until posting the full amount.
And this is the Engeron one.
This is the business fraud case in New York.
Up in New York. Yeah.
That he was found guilty of civilly, Joel. Civilly.
Which means a low bar of... It means all you have to prove is more likely than not.
A preponderance of the evidence.
Yeah. Meaning 50.1%.
That's correct.
More likely.
Good job. Yeah,
more likely. I found that out from jury duty the other day.
Very good. Excellent. You're paying attention. Well done.
Thank you, man. See?
Hank
is a good student.
Yeah, he's gone to 30 different bond companies. And they've all said no. They're not going to take real estate as the collateral. It has to be either cash or stock. So he could be in trouble. He could be getting his assets seized. But
well, as one caller mentioned yesterday, I think on the Hake Report when Joel was guest hosting, I think, is that they're trying to bleed him dry in terms of money. You know, bleed the money dry.
I don't know about bleeding dry. He put his own neck in that noose, so there you go.
Yeah, by standing up for the country, I agree. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, President Trump, our greatest.
That case had nothing to do with him being president.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's definitely, all of this persecution is because Trump stood up for the country.
No, that's your right to believe that.
It's definitely, they wouldn't be going after him if he didn't bring the children of the lie against him by standing up for what's right.
James, this case was investigated years before he even ran for president. So I don't know what you're talking about.
They brought the case against him years before he ran?
The investigation was started years before he even began to run.
Well, of course. I mean, they're always investigating the rich people. They want to bleed them dry. But they're selectively enforcing it against Trump right now.
We disagree on that. But that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, you can say... naive and pretend not to know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really believe you're that naive, but okay. Maybe you are blind,
Here's the good news for you. The New York case, the criminal case in New York, was supposed to start on March 25th, but the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, just dumped thousands more documents on both sides, on Alvin Bragg and Trump's attorneys, just last week. the Trump's attorneys are saying, listen, we need 3 months to prepare for all these new docs. And Alvin Bragg is saying, no, 1 month. And the judge is going to determine that hopefully this week. So Trump continues.
You know, I tuned out, but something nice for Trump has happened.
The bottom line is that Trump continues to be living a charmed life in terms of delay. So now earliest, the New York trial can start is late next month.
Good. Should be a lot good longer. For him. Yeah.
The Georgia case is delayed. It's going to be delayed more when he appeals. Finally, Rule is staying on.
None of this stuff is my problem, nor is it anybody in the chat's problem. It's we wish Trump well and have faith that God's will be done.
And the Mar-a-Lago case is delayed, and the January 6th.
Mar-a-Lago is the classified documents.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the introduction Jack Smith case is delayed also. So Trump is doing a masterful job delaying. And as I told you before, if it gets to November, he wins, all these cases go away. And that
okay.
can happen.
Not all of them, because some of them are state, right?
Actually, from what I've learned since I told you that, in theory, yes, but there are numerous ways I've learned that Trump can influence the states also as president and have them go away. So, I personally believe that all four will go away if he's elected again. And I'll tell you this, my sources in D.C. and Georgia are in an absolute panic, and I mean a panic that's going to happen.
Huh.
So it could be good news for you.
For me? Why are you saying for me as if it has anything to do with me?
Well, because you think he's the greatest president.
Oh, yeah, he's our greatest president, certainly in my lifetime, probably in yours, too.
You can believe that all you want to. That's just fine.
Reagan was okay. He was probably really good. I don't know.
Obama was by far the best, but that's okay.
All right, that's insane. Quick super chats, since I have you on air. Lin Yun Chin says, sorry for whatever typo appears before the name Joe Kenyon. I'm certain it was an attempted type of broken S-word. Okay, yeah.
What?
Oh, it's just a... Never mind. Don't even listen to that. Pay mind that. And Tony is a toenail. They are daughters of hell, also known as insecurity, just like Frederick from Los Angeles. They can't calm down. You're right, Lord Goodhair, says Lin Yin Chin. Joe from Phoenix can't be a reliable witness due to how insecurity fragments... He says her psyche, meaning his psyche, prioritizing cheap thrills that reinforce her, meaning his, faulty paradigm via painting everything to line up with that mess. Frederick does this too.
I'll just Romans 12:19, Matt.
Nice. Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, appreciate you, Joe and Phoenix. You're a mess.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Speaking of Frederick in Los Angeles, how are you doing, Frederick? Thanks for calling and holding. What's
going on, Hank?
Not much. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Now I got to get you the business. Because you know good and dang well, you didn't know the homework assignment either. And you're not even practicing the new homework assignment. You still think Trump's your hero.
Frederick from Los Angeles, California, is referencing a Church with Jesse Lee Peterson homework assignment. Get rid of all your heroes.
Get rid of your heroes.
Trust no one.
Great white hope.
And so Frederick from Los Angeles surmises that Hake's hero, one of them anyway, is our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, a living hero.
Ex-president.
Once a president, always a president. Fortunately or unfortunately.
Right. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Anyway, what do you mean?
I don't feel no kind of way about it. But what you think about?
So you don't feel about man, you don't like, feel any way towards or against Trump?
No, I don't feel any type of way towards Trump.
Nice.
I feel a type of way about my family and what he's gonna be coming out of election. If he started talking about it,
don't make a hero out of your family. Don't let your family be too important.
Don't protect your family. I'm talking about, like, if it's a bloodbath, like, it means prepare. That's a preparatory command, right? That's like stand back and be ready, like you told the Proud Boys. He's like, stand back. And what do you say? Oh, I can't forget. I forget. Anyway, but I'm thinking it's time to be ready, right?
You're thinking, you literally think that, be ready for what? What are you talking about? Violence?
Civil war.
You think Trump was talking about a civil war?
I think we're going towards civil war.
You think we are, or you think Trump was saying that?
Anarchy, yes. I'm hoping. Is this it?
You shouldn't hope for anarchy, man. That's bad.
Come on, Hank. It's God's plan. We just got to see, like, we just want to be, like, in tune with God. That's what everybody's trying to do.
Then why
like,
are you hoping for something that you don't know to be God's plan?
If it is, I'm thinking, like, yeah.
So it sounds like you're putting...
When things come for... Let me explain to you. When things come to, to vision, to light, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, like, even before you knew... You know, like, once you're in tune with God, you can see clearly. You don't pick sides, and you can see the way the world and God is fixing things in front of your eyes. And then if you just say, okay, this needs fixing, and you see something about to happen, and you just be like, I think that's God's plan. I don't know if it is or not. He might surprise me. It might go the other way, and I'll be like, oh, God always surprises me, but it makes me smile. I don't feel any kind of way about it. And just like you, that's why you need to get rid of your heroes and don't trust nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, Trump, you can't trust that guy. He shouldn't be nobody's hero. If he's over there lying and acting
Is there somebody more trustworthy than Trump?
No, nobody more trustworthy than yourself, Hank. You're not listening. Trust no one. What am I? Jesse got a hard job, and you are in the studio. What are you not getting?
So you think you can trust yourself?
I'm not kidding. Only trust yourself. No one else.
Explain.
Work on you.
Trust yourself for what?
Work on you. Know thyself. It's in the pyramids.
Trust yourself.
Know thyself.
So they wrote in the pyramids. They wrote in the pyramids to trust yourself, to know yourself?
Know thyself.
Know yourself is different from trust yourself, or am I wrong?
But if you know yourself, you're going to trust that you know yourself, right? You don't believe yourself. It means know yourself. If you just believe in yourself, that means you don't know yourself.
And what does that mean? What does it mean?
What does what mean?
You said all this. You said all this stuff. What does it mean?
The difference between knowing and believing.
No, not that. I already know that.
Trusting
yourself, what's that mean?
You're totally confusing me. What you don't understand right now, but...
I'm confusing you by asking you what you mean by trust yourself?
Know thyself.
But you said trust yourself. You said trust no one, trust yourself.
You know yourself. Huh?
Esoteric says this is called black word salad.
No, it's not no word salad. What you can't even explain what part you don't understand.
Trust yourself. You said trust yourself. I said, what does that mean? And then you said know yourself. Is that what it trust yourself means by know yourself?
Yeah. You can trust what you know, right?
But if you know yourself, you know that if you know yourself, don't you know that you can't trust yourself?
No. You know that you No, if you know yourself, you know what you're capable of. So you trust in yourself. You understand?
What are you capable of?
Oh, I'm capable of a lot.
You know yourself?
I'm an alpha male. You ain't see my new mug I got.
Your face? By mug, you mean face? Or mug shot?
My mug, my don't JLP be, don't, mug.
Oh, right on.
What's your face?
Nice.
Anyway.
But so you do know yourself? You do know yourself?
Yes, I know myself.
Nice.
Yep. And it's so such a blessing when you know yourself. You ain't got to believe like religion. You go away from religion. You get away from the Christians like Jesse talk about. You just work on you. And that's the only person that's with you. You by yourself out here. And as long as you work on you and you teach your kids to work on them and to be accountable for their actions and don't just be blaming it on something else or some false entity that they can't see or somebody made them do it. No, you're responsible for your own actions.
Interesting.
And I teach them that. You know what I'm saying? And I let them know. Know thyself. Know if you know if you like your weakness is gambling. Don't go gambling or hang out with friends that gamble because eventually they're going to want you to go and the next thing you're going to do is be broke. There's people out here with vices that know they self and they be like, no, I got to stay away from that because that is like my vice that be like, it gets the dopamine pumping. I don't want to be around. It's like, no. But once you know yourself, you go around that and you still be like, I'm cool because I know once I indulge, where it's going to take me. And I done played that tape, and I already know, like, no, I'm at peace with being me. I got everything I want.
I don't know if it's just me or if I'm... I have trouble focusing when you're talking.
Why? You don't say nothing. Say what you're thinking.
I'm thinking you're not saying anything.
Hank, you so low IQ, boy. You need to get out and watch a movie. Go and lock yourself in a room, watch all the movies, discographies of all the Black American
movies. I don't think that's good advice necessarily, man.
Yeah, that's a little good advice. You see everybody's playing a role. You start seeing people walk down the street.
You're all over the place. I was listening to your call on the Haik Report with Joelle Friday the other day. I think it was Friday's show.
Okay.
And you're like, Joelle, you're limiting your blessings. You should be talking to all Blacks, but you're limiting it because you're talking about this Jesus stuff, and Jesus is a lie because of something. He wasn't white. I don't know if you mentioned the white thing because that might have been Tony. And the J was not in. The J was not invented back then, so therefore Jesus is a lie, and all this stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, that's identity. That's the same thing Jesse talking about. Get out of the identity of Christianity. You put it on that. You put on.
I know, but you're saying more than just get out of. You're saying more than just get out of the identity of it. You're saying that Jesus is a lie because
the most judging people.
You're saying
Christians are the most judging, hypocritical people.
Listen.
Okay.
You're saying that Jesus is a lie because the J didn't exist. That doesn't make any sense, man. That's not a logical statement.
What does I-N-R-I mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
It means Jehovah of Nazareth, King of Jews.
Nice.
And they put I-N-R-I up there because the J didn't exist.
So it doesn't make Jesus a lie. It just means that that's what we call him now. Because we speak English or Spanish.
Listen, Jesus was commissioned to become true. And
why does it matter if we turned it into an we Americanized his name?
You turned him into a whole man.
No, we didn't. We just Americanized the way we name him because it's easier to pronounce for us.
No, he never existed before 320. Listen to what I'm saying. They created Jesus after an image of Serapis.
It sounds like you're assuming that.
No, it's the truth.
You're assuming that. You weren't there.
You don't want to learn. You don't want to learn. See, when people don't want to learn, it's cool.
Is it true or false? Is it true or false that you weren't there and you don't know?
Does that mean that we don't know about 9/11? Was you in New York during 9/11?
Answer my question first.
That you don't have to be there to know something, Hank.
So you weren't there, but you think you know.
You don't have to be there to know something. True or false?
I think that's true.
Okay, so your whole question is stupid.
No, it's not.
Was I there? And you just said you don't have to be there to know something. Come on, Hank. Your IQ is showing. Talk real. You got a pharaoh on the phone and got all the answers. Just talk real.
Well, real talk is you're crazy.
All right, man, have a good day.
All right, you too.
I'll call in to Nick. He's a little more, I don't know.
Maybe he pays more attention because I tune you out. You don't make sense. You get into your preacher mode like you know what you're talking about, but you're crazy.
This ain't the first time you tune somebody out. You do that on everybody.
I do. It's fair.
So it's not me.
But you are crazy.
Personal.
You are crazy though.
It's your own opinion. Everybody's entitled to your own opinion.
No, this is a fact. This is the truth. I'm here listening to you, and you're all over the place. You're crazy.
And when I ask you questions,
your head's so full of
questions.
Your head's so full of knowledge that
you don't know what you don't understand. Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye. What a mess. Terrible. Speaking of crazy and people judging each other blindly, I caught this over the weekend, this little clip that I will not play for you for the sake of my channel. I disavow it. Of Kanye West. He calls himself Ye, but I call him by his slave name because I like his Christian slave name, Kanye West. He was on Big Boy. He has a big boy. He's not so big anymore. He's skinny. A DJ. I think of him as like a Los Angeles DJ, but I'm not sure. Power 106, big boy. Or something like that. I don't know. He played stuff on the radio and now he has a show. But he's all skinny now. Because, I don't know, he got his stomach stapled or something. I could be completely wrong on that. Maybe he didn't do that. He just dieted. I think he said that he got something. Maybe surgery or something. But again, I could be totally wrong. But he interviewed him, and Kanye's like, they got to talking about prayer and Jesus and Christianity. And Kanye said, I've had my issues with Jesus. I've prayed and didn't get what I prayed for. And all these people say, I'll pray for you. When you can actually do something, it's kind of like, reminds me of in the book of James in the Bible. I think it's in the book of James in the Bible in the New Testament. It does no good to say, oh, I wish you well, but not do anything for the person whom you could help or maybe should help. What good does that do them? You know? There are times to do something more than just, oh, I'll pray for you. Oh, I'll pray. Faith without works is dead, they say. If you have faith but don't show your faith by what you do, do you really have faith? Or are you just comforting yourself, escaping, lying to yourself? And then he said, there's so many people just talking about, oh, we'll just pray. But that doesn't get us our land. And he's referencing something like blacks get their land back or something like that. Reparations, something to that effect. Is that what he's talking about? That part was a little crazy, in my opinion. But hey, he's black. You cut him some slack. Everybody got their issues, their blindness. So he said, I just do, and look at where I am. I don't know what he means by where he is. Is he in a good place, a bad place, a little bit of both? Where is he? I don't know. But he's done pretty well for himself on a physical level in terms of making money and making stuff that people appreciate. Music. He's a visionary, he says, which I think there's a lot of truth to that in terms of having big ideas and making stuff happen. But he's also made a mess of things too. He said that he got fat and had to get liposuction. Didn't he say that? I thought he said that years back. I got liposuction for you guys. I could be completely misremembering this stuff. his mother died and he had all this conflict and over aid and stuff. And then he said that on TMZ. That's right. Family situation. He got with that gal, that dirty video woman gal, Kardashian. Had some children by her. Thought that it was like a good-looking family almost. And then it fell apart. What a mess. Terrible. And he's dealing with the same thing that many fathers are dealing with, losing their children and then trying to hold on to them and trying to protect them, but it's already too late. Let's call it messed them over. I know that's not the right word. Messed them over by messing with that gal. You set them up for destruction, your children. So he has a lot for and against him. Quite a life. I don't envy him. So I found his statement about do for yourself. God did make you, you know? He did give you abilities. I'm not just talking to him. I'm talking to you human beings. You can do your thing. You can make it in life. He gave you. As the Bible says, as Frederick in L.A. said, referenced, possibly, to give him credit, where he may not be due. It may be due. Jesus said to his disciples, you already know the way. What? Didn't he say, you already know the way back to the Father or something like that? Lord, show us the way. It's already in you. Like Joel sometimes says, or JLP sometimes says, it's already in you. The kingdom of heaven is within. So then, of course, you can do from that. Nice, huh? So I thought that that was nice, is real, and it was also showing a genuine lack of understanding that a lot of people have of praying for. What is prayer? Praying for this, praying for that, praying for this person, praying for that person, pray that this thing happens. Is that prayer? Is that actual prayer? The disciples even were confused, asking Jesus, how should we pray? And then he gave them basically the attitude to have, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, provide for us our daily, forgive us as we forgive. Not exactly correct, Hake? You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Great attitude to have. And if you're repeating that to God, God's like, duh. That's more for you to know and realize that prayer. The silent prayer is that, by the way. But then these Christians are judging Kanye West over this. These hoity-toity Christians judging him over saying he had issues with Jesus. He didn't do anything for me. Showing kind of a lack of understanding what Jesus is for, I guess. But that's how the Christians think, too. This guy named Donnie Darkened said, this clip confirms everything I've thought about Kanye's supposed conversion. Observe his attitude. It's always what Jesus could do for him or his people, the blacks. He still saw himself as a powerful force used by God and exalted himself through it all, showed no signs of actual repentance and humbling of the heart, says this Donnie, alleges this Donnie Darkened guy, judging his brother in Christ, Kanye. This is the problem with many supposed conversions today. People are not seeking Christ with a humble heart and patience for the kingdom, not of this world, but rather is seeking power, authority, prosperity, and peace in this world. They want Jesus to might be partly fair. Might want Jesus. They want Jesus to do something for them, and now they feel entitled to things because they profess Christ with their lips, but their hearts are far from him, right? Jesus said we need to pick up our crosses and follow him. We need to faithfully endure, he split his infinitive, and humble ourselves to the cards God has dealt us. Not saying be lazy and do nothing. We aren't entitled to power, glory, peace, prosperity, safety, comfort, or anything in this world. I don't know if all that stuff is true, Donnie Darkened. God gave us a spirit of power. God gave us peace. The comforter he sent. So some of those things are, he did give us. The Bible says we are truly in submission to the Lord. We will suffer and be persecuted for his name's sake. So this says this guy. Kanye is just one example of millions of people who use the name of Jesus to conquer the world and lead us into a counterfeit version in the kingdom of heaven. Speak for yourself. If somebody's following Kanye in that, that's their problem. That feeds into man's ego. This is the true spirit of the Antichrist, and it takes true, biblically rooted discernment to understand this. Okay. Okay, Donnie Darkened. Who also think Donald Trump is the chosen Antichrist, Donnie Darkened. Foreshadowing for centuries. What a mess. Blind Christians judging blind people. What a mess, huh? Sick. Blind judging the blind. Misjudging the blind. I read that and it came off as so phony and haughty. H-A-U-G-H-T-Y, I think. Not H-O-T-T-I-E. We don't use that word, kids. Prideful. Maybe I'm misreading it. Because, you know, you read things and it comes off so weird. You ever read stuff that you posted on the internet or that you've written before? And you're like, what was I thinking? This looks ridiculous. This sounds ridiculous. Probably because maybe it was ridiculous. Quite possibly. I'm shaking my head. Hey, you're judging the judgmental, and around it goes. Indeed, copper pot, do not judge the phony judgmental people. Donnie Darkened has some pretty cool stuff on Trump and all the symbology surrounding him, says Kevin Howe. Lord, Kevin Howe. Kanye praying like, God, I need a blue G63. I'm reading the chat, with a sunroof and $10 million, and another hit song. Oh, but he's going to sit down and write that hit song. Or stand and write it. Can't we all just get along, be united? Looking down on one another. Ridiculous. Before I get to the break, I know we're at the top of the hour. Real quick, though, I want to get to David in Norway, who's on the line. David in Norway, it's good to hear from you, man. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
So, I'm all right, but still I got a little shaken up today. I got in my head about this message I got from the government about the vaccination that they were planning for in the school. In Norway, do that in the schools.
Yeah. So you got in your head about it? You got it?
Yeah, just maybe. I don't know. I just replied and said I didn't want her to be vaccinated. But
oh.
The new laws is that they just need one of the parents' permission.
Mm.
And I have my daughter 50%.
Yeah.
And so the mother said that, yeah, she was going to go for the vaccine. And
you can't take her out of that school?
No, because we have like shared custody.
Right.
And I told my
ex mother doesn't want to do that.
You know, if you do that, then I'm going to go for full custody.
Yeah.
Then the war is on.
Hmm.
And I don't know if maybe I'm getting worried about these word listing, these chemicals, and
that's not good.
Your
worldly things, what?
Worry about. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't worry too much about chemicals and vaccines. And
some people get these things, and they're fine, I think.
Yeah, some people get pretty
and so
messed
just,
up too.
You just encourage your daughter to be as healthy as she can, and if the law and the wife, the mother, are doing that, I don't think there's anything you can do.
For full custody.
You could. Yeah, you could definitely do that. But the main thing I would say is don't let your daughter, don't pass your spirit of fear, the spirit of fear that's possessing you, onto your daughter. That's worse than any vax. Hmm. And that would exacerbate any reaction that she may have. You know, it affects your physical health terribly.
It was fear, but I guess the shaking up part was that I was maybe afraid to confront my ex about this too in the first place, and I did it anyways. Yeah.
Okay.
Overcame because I have been afraid of going for that battle of taking my daughter 100%, because my ex is a mess. So he kind of reminded me of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I think the kids would be probably better off with Kanye West. I don't know.
Yeah, <about Kanye>. True.
But he seemed to be doing pretty good for a while, and then now lately... Maybe the kids are better off with Kim. I don't know.
But, I don't know
my
either.
My ex, she is a mess. She's a smoking pot. And I used to smoke pot, but I quit.
Oh, she's a mess. I thought at first you said she's the best. I thought you said she's the best. No, she's a mess.
No.
Justice for Fathers.
The worst.
Justice for Fathers suggests, do what you want, of course. But Justice for Fathers suggests let it go, let the kid go.
I have a 50%, so it's not like...
But we all know that 50% is not actually 50%.
Yeah, spiritually it's not, because
she's not going to be 50% vaxxed. She'll be 100% vaxxed. You know, 50. Yeah. There's no such thing as 50%.
Yeah, and the mother is still... just as able to drive my daughter spiritually away from me.
Yeah, more capable. Because you're not fully of what's right if you're having this fear and worry.
Yeah,
Jesus said not to worry. So the goodness, you are not of goodness in a strong way that she is of evil in a weak way. Her weakness will pull you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are better being evil than they are being right. And so when you're around a bad influence, the bad influence will influence you for the worse. You're not going to influence her for the good, you know? You're probably not even influencing your daughter for that much good.
I don't know.
In a sense, definitely with the worry that you're having, you want to address that. And if you can get custody, get it.
Vaccines myself.
No, but the point is that. The point
is, I can get it.
If you can get it, that's great. If not, that's fine.
Yeah, I think I have a good shot. And I've been selfish and afraid to do it. So I think maybe that's also part of overcoming the fear.
Selfish and, how?
Well, I would rather smoke pot and hang out with friends than to have my daughter more.
Yeah. Yep. So you don't want to be like responsible, that. Lazy, trifling. Interesting. They've enabled, they've enabled men. They've encouraged men to be trifling, lazy betas. And so it's comfortable. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And I don't want to just...
You don't want to...
live for comfort and chasing thrills anymore.
So. Yeah.
I want to do the right thing, so...
For sure, man. And I, of course, disavow any vax denial for the sake of my channel, right? I'm not one of those anti-vaxxers for the sake of my channel. But... you do not, you know, it's clear to you, right, that this is a leading question. Is it clear to you that you should not have worry?
It is. It is. I should just put out my statement and just...
let whatever will
God
be, will
take
be.
Care of. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, man. If that's what you should do, definitely do it. Try to get full custody, and don't think of it as your salvation. It's kind of good sometimes to have these outward kicks in the rear to be responsibilities to give us discipline, but don't look to that to be your discipline. Get your discipline from within. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah. Don't look to your daughter for your salvation or your strength or your source of discipline, because God gave us a spirit of self-discipline. So work on that.
Cool.
Work on yourself and, you know, laying off the pot and the vices as much as you can and getting back to prayer and responsibility so that you can... So then you're ready for it, that full custody, if and when it ever happens.
Yeah, I think I've been on the right path for maybe a couple months now.
Nice. Right on, man.
So I'm getting there, and I think maybe it's just time, maybe. So, but we'll see.
Yeah. It's great to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Well, I wish you well.
It's always good to get some good advice, and I only call when I really have some trouble.
I appreciate it, man. It's great to hear from you. I like this topic. Let me know. Let me know how it goes, or call into JLP when you can, or anyone on the network here. And did you know that JLP does offer private counseling via Skype?
I don't know. I counseled with him two times.
Nice. Right on. Cool. Well, it's good to hear all from you, man. I wish you well.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Have a
take
good
it.
One.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I have more calls, guys. I tried to type in counseling into the thing, but it doesn't. Here, let me do bond, see if that works. Yeah. It is Steve Taylor Tuesday, guys. But it's not. Let's not do Steve Taylor Tuesday yet. Or shall we do Steve Taylor Tuesday? Or shall we not do Steve Taylor Tuesday? Let's do Bullfrogs and Butterflies first. Speaking of kids and ladies and Christians and stuff and prayer. This is Bullfrogs and Butterflies, also known as The Butterflies, from 1978, before Hake was born. Kid talk. I know it's kind of childish. Please don't leave, viewers. I'll be right back for hour two. You musical Philistines. The rest of it, anyway. Hang tight.
I don't ever want to grow up.
Why?
Because you can't play. You've got to work all day.
I don't want to grow up either.
Why?
Because grown-ups get too busy to pray.
Bobby said...
says praying doesn't help much.
Oh?
He says you've got to do it yourself.
Well, God didn't say that in the Bible.
Bible?
The big black book on Mommy's shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Who is God?
He's my father.
Well, thank. Can we have? Can we hear? No, I don't know. Thank you guys for bearing with me through the beautiful Christian children's music from 1978. Why does God love us? Good question, says Games for Rec. Yeah, Joelle, dance into this right now. Yeah, is Joelle Friday scheduled? Let me see if I can add him into the redirect, the live redirect. Friday TV, Joelle Friday TV. Not yet. Cannot add him yet. But do catch Joelle Friday after Hake. Thank you, Joelle, filling in for Hake the other day. Catch American Anchor, baby. My wife was singing along, says Justice for Fathers. Nice. She knew that. The big black book upon the shelf. All right, don't do that again, says Gigi Cat. Oh, what? I don't know. Well, that was nice, says Esoteric. Yeah, I thought so too. Let me, before I get back to calls, let me read any of these remaining Super Chats. Shout out to Hades 07524 saying, tell them. Nice, thank you. Aries 1 gave a couple of diamonds, no message, as always. Thank you, sir, for the support. Ree Nessio says, hello, hola, Hake. Beware of the children of the lie. I can't take a lie. I can take a lie. But have you heard of children of the corn? JK, we are the indigo children. A lot of this is going kind of over my head. I've heard of it vaguely, but I don't know. I'm ignorant. / sheltered. Carver bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, as you may be aware, the St. Patrick's Day holiday took place recently on Sunday, March 17th. I was speaking with my woman about it during the course of the conversation. I revealed that I was 30% Irish. She was shocked and exclaimed word for word, you're Irish? I thought you were white. Wow. I almost married her on the spot, says Carver. Wow. That is funny. I saw a video. I saw a clip, no, a portion of a TV show that involves Irishmen and the Chinese up in San Francisco. And man, I was just thinking, and it was not me thinking, it was the devil thinking it. I do not like the Irish because one of them had to kill the other one, basically. After one of them almost beat the other one, almost beat the one to death and left that one for the other one to finish off. And I'm like, I do not like these Irish. We should. So I got radicalized against the Irish from mainstream entertainment. Shout out to the Irish. I know you're not really like that, except for some. Those fighting Irish. They almost seem like they were fighting, yes, and insulting. One was insulting the other's mother. But it looked like it almost could have been playful and all in good fun. And then he kills him? Come on. Sorry, kids. Lorena H. says, "Hi, Hake. What would you say Corinthians 9:24 means? Hope you don't mind looking it up. By the way, loving the show. Thanks." So Corinthians, is it 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians? Let's find out. Corinthians with the Hake. Let's find out. Corinthians 9:24. 1 Corinthians talks about self-discipline. Let's see. Let's see here. This is NIV translation, okay? "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to win the prize." Well, it reminds me of Mary Rice Hopkins. Win the prize. Oops, prize. "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." Before that, he says, this is Paul in 1 Corinthians, letter to the Corinthians, right? The first one. "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews." They think that means he lied. He is a Jew. "To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I'm under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I've become all things to all people to win the weak." I mean, "so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in his blessing." I suppose that means, do, as Mary Rice Hopkins said, "To win is to do my best, because I'm running for the prize." I'm off key, so I messed that up. I think it means 2 in 2 Corinthians means second. Normal people say 2 Corinthians when they say 2 Corinthians, Hake, when they see 2 Corinthians, Hake. I know I was referencing Trump a little bit. And others say 2 Corinthians. A lot of people say 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians. A lot of them. Oh, yeah, that was 1 Corinthians. I think it means I don't know if seeking is the right word, but committing to it. Fully committed. Be fully committed, I think. As elsewhere in the Bible, it says, few are those who take it. Few are those who take that narrow path or whatever. I think it means something like that. Don't compare yourself to others. Oh, at least I'm not like him. That's not good enough to win. Don't be like, Trump is a scumbag. I'm not like him. Or whatever. Or Kanye is not a real Christian. You don't need to be concerning yourself with others. I think that it's along those lines, perhaps. This is my best take. 2 Corinthians are better than 1. Let's try 2 Corinthians 9:24. See if that exists. No, it just takes me to 1 Corinthians. I said 2. I wonder if it goes to 9. It doesn't even want to go to it. So, okay. Thank you, Lorena H. Hope that helped, I guess. You know, I think it would help a little bit. Thanks for the super chat support. That's cool. And I think that I'm caught up. Just double check over on Kofi. Nice. Joel Friday is scheduled, by the way, so let me see if I can get him here. Bum, bum, bum. Joel Friday TV. I think I'm going to have to refresh my page. Dun, 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 dun. In the meantime, thanks for the support, guys. Brian's a first-time caller in Tennessee. Brian, thanks for calling and holding there. You're live on the Hake Report.
Hello, Hake. First of all, I just want to say thank you for everything you do, man. You're awesome. I really like the stream, man.
Cool.
But also, I just wanted to call because I just heard the whole conversation about issues with like baby mamas and children and everything else. And I've been experiencing some of that for quite some time now. I called before to the Jesse show.
Yeah.
About my son before. I'm not sure if you're tracking any of that, but basically, and sorry if I sound tired. I've been working on stuff on the side, but anyways. Yeah, so without getting too much into it, baby moms has always been like a barrier for me. She didn't want me to be in his life. I had to push to be in his life, put myself on child support, all that jazz.
Yeah.
I'm in the Army. I deployed, came back. My son looked like a girl. People refer to him as a girl, and he just kind of let it happen. Wasn't cool with that. Called Jesse. He advised me. He's like, listen, if he looks like a girl because of the hair, cut his hair. You're his dad. You have the right to do so, right?
Oh, so it was it a transgender thing, or he's just had long hair and looked like a girl?
You know, she tried to tell me that he was just proud of his hair, but it wasn't like that. To me, it seemed like more than that, and at the time, she tried to act like it was not that, but since then, since I cut his hair and since everything else, right, because after that, he stopped, he didn't like the hair anymore.
Nice.
Right? Since then, he wants to cut his hair like dad. Like I said, I'm an Army guy, shortcut, clean cut kind of thing.
Right on.
And but since then, she's married a transgender woman, or I guess a man.
Yeah.
It's a woman that became a man, right?
Oh, so a female to want to be male. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's been kind of a weird just thing, and
yeah.
That's her new husband, right, quote unquote. But so.
And you never married this woman?
No, thank God I didn't marry her.
Okay.
But I was young. I was just out of high school whenever she got pregnant. My son's 11 now.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so my current issue is that, because of me being in the military, whenever I established parenthood, got child support and everything set up, I was in Texas, like in Fort Bliss, Texas. And since then, I've moved to Tennessee, which is where I'm originally from. And she lives here in Tennessee, and I've done my absolute best to stay in Tennessee because I want to be with my son, right?
Yeah.
So the whole time I've lived in Tennessee, I've lived at basically East Tennessee, very far away from her. She lived in like kind of central to like central. No, I'm sorry. I live in West Tennessee. I'm sorry. And she lives in East. She lived in East Tennessee, like in a city called Shelbyville, like 2 hours away from where I'm at. And then she moved a little bit closer, which was about an hour and a half, right? And that was a couple years ago. And she just recently moved like about a month and a half ago to the same city I live in, because that's where a lot of her husband's family's from. So they moved here. And my son's 8 minutes away from me now, right? So
yeah.
Our parenting plan initially was like, I only get him 80 days a year because I wasn't there, right? Like that's max.
Yeah. Huh.
But now that he's
and that's because
away,
you were
I'm
in
like,
the Army.
Right, and I still am. I actually still am, and I'm actually getting out soon because I really just want to be here for him. And a bunch of other reasons. I mean, after the COVID thing, because I denied the vax the whole time, and they were trying to kick me out. They prevented me from being promoted. I mean, it was just crazy. Like, it was just a mess. So since then, I've kind of had a real bad taste for the Army.
But can you get your benefits from the Army if you were to leave soon?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah, so they ended up lifting that that thing. But I mean, I fought it. I claimed religious exemption.
Right
they,
on, man. That's cool. I respect
yeah,
that.
They denied it, and I appealed it, and my appeal never finished. By the time that they ended up lifting that like that requirement, I had already been in the middle of the appeal process. So I was good then.
If you were to leave the military, retire from the military, basically, right? Would you be okay with it if it didn't work out at all with being able to be around your son? Because there's no, it sounds like there's zero guarantee that you'll get your son back for the remaining 7 years that he'll be a minor.
Right. There's
so
no
are you okay that... with are you okay with squandering whatever opportunities you may have with the military, financial wise, benefits wise, you know? Okay with squandering? I'm calling it squandering just to call it that. I'm not saying that that's what you're doing, but are you okay with letting all that, abandoning that for something that you said that there are other reasons, but this son situation may be for no reason at all because you may not even get anything.
Right. Ultimately, I mean, so right now, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been thinking about this pretty long and hard, and when I get out, it'll be 12 years. It's only 8 years till retirement. My son's only an adult for the next, or not adult, a child for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
So really, like it's cutting it close. If I loved what I was doing, I would absolutely say, hey, I'm sticking with the Army. It's a good deal, but I just feel like I'm kind of wasting my potential too. Just because. I feel like I could just do so much more. Like, especially, like, I want to start a business. I want to get out of the Army. I want to, like, work with my body. It's funny because I work as a counselor, basically, in the Army. And
counselor?
Essentially a counselor, okay. Yeah. It's on the enlisted side, but, yeah, it's a counselor in the behavioral health field and everything. And
so can't you do those things while being in the Army?
What do you mean?
Work on your body, build a business on the weekends or whenever you free time that you have. Rather than thinking that you're going to be able to radically change, be able to change your life radically after changing your situation.
Yeah, the thing is, what I want to get into is that, and this might be, I don't know.
I don't necessarily want to get into the specifics of what you want to do, but can you work towards that? Because it sounds like you don't know for sure that you want to do, that that's what you want to do is leave the Army. Because you're talking about if it was something that I loved doing, but you don't necessarily have to do something that you love. You'll be in your 40s or something maybe at
I'll
20
be 39.
Years. You'll be 39 if you finish it out. You'll still be if you make it to that point. Because tomorrow's not even promised to you. You'll still be a pretty young man. I'm 42. So.
Yeah,
you know, you still have quite a life ahead of you, if God gives you those years, you know. So I don't know if you want to do something rash, thinking that you want to change your outer situation, because that won't bring you peace, you know.
Right. But I don't know. Maybe this is just a personality thing, but I kind of feel like I gotta risk it for the biscuit, and I feel like the biscuit just isn't here with the Army right now for me. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm getting caught up in my head. I have a lot of family who have started their own businesses, and then I've just watched them grow exponentially over the years. And it's like, man, what am I doing? You know, like that kind of thing.
Can you, do you have time to do something on the side?
Right now, no, just because what I'm trying to get into is like a very, like, it's like a window installation business. My dad has been working in it for years. My dad's also an illegal, so he can't start the business.
I disavow that.
My dad. I'm sorry. What?
I said we don't dox here on the Hague Report.
Oh my bad. either way, I'm an anchor baby. I've talked to his name? The anchor baby. What's
nice.
His name?
Nick, the American anchor baby.
Nick. Yes, I've talked to Nick before. Yeah. So yeah, I'm an anchor baby. But and then the idea is to start it with my dad and my brother, which is probably a terrible idea.
It may or may not be a bad idea, but it sounds like you're thinking the grass is greener on the other side of this when everything's fine. You're making money, you got a job, you have some influence on your son's life, and
if
you'll be able to keep that or not, but...
Right. No, absolutely, and I do.
In my
right.
opinion, like, when you don't know what to do, don't change it. You definitely should do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want, but do what you see to do. It's your life and your son's life and whatever else. But my inkling is that you're not sure. So when you're not sure, probably stick with what you're doing.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's one of those things where I'm moving forward as if I'm getting out, but I still haven't taken a few steps that I need to take.
Are you fat or fit? What do you mean by work on your body?
No, I'm absolutely fit. I'm not a fat person at all.
What do you mean by work on your butt? Without being too specific, then. You mean bulk up even bigger, or what do you mean by work on your body?
No, I'm sorry. I think you misheard me. I said I'm trying to work on. I'm moving forward as if I am getting out. Basically, I don't know. I'm not fat though. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not fat.
Okay. But, did I mishear you when you said you went to work on your body?
I think so. I don't think I said that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, I completely agree with you. You've absolutely read me like a book. I am completely unsure about what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's fear keeping me from it, because I don't want to have fear, right? Like of the unknown. I don't know if it's the fear inside of me that says hey, this army is a big safety blanket. You've been doing all right so far. You can ride it out. Or if it's one of these things that's holding me back. So it's a really weird place I'm in, and I really hope to kind of get out of there.
Well, stay with today, because you're worrying about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with today, and I get what you're saying. You can take false comfort and be lazy in whatever situation, even if it's the situation that you're supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't want to do that.
You want to
do what you're supposed to do. In everything, do it as unto the Lord, the Bible says, something like that.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's funny that this is what we're talking about, because this is not what
the chat is saying. You did say you want to work on your body.
Come on, maybe I messed up. I don't know. maybe I messed up.
But you're, it's all right. It's all right.
Okay.
Maybe you want to build a body of work.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to get swole, but that's that's different. Honestly, if I could get on roids and it not be a thing, I'd do it. But I also know health concerns.
That's funny.
but the real reason I called.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this went way left. The real reason I called is because, so right now I'm currently having issues. Right, so my son just moved 8 minutes away from me, and I whenever she moved down here, my son and his mom moved down here, I was hey, I'd like to spend more time with him, because right now I'm only getting every other weekend. So Friday to Sunday, and I bring him, or she picks him up on Sunday.
And that every other weekend makes for 80 days a year or something like that?
I don't even know if it does.
It's sort of. Yeah, because think about it, 52 weeks a year, 26 weekends. Half of that is 26 weekends times two. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I really have no clue. Math is not my thing. But so I was okay, well, why not just do what I've seen a lot of people in the Army have, and a lot of people who are divorced or have kids you know what I'm saying? We're just split up, right? A lot of people do 1 week on, 1 week off. I could easily do something like that with my son. And I've already had so many concerns about the kind of upbringing he's having with her and everything else. And there's just a lot of stuff about her that I don't like specifically. And it's not because I have hatred towards her. It's because I don't think that she's raising him to be a strong man.
Right.
If anything, I feel like she's raising him to be a very weak, meek kind of man. And I don't want that for my son, because I know he's not like that naturally. Naturally, I see him. He's very very alpha naturally. You know what I mean? And sometimes that gets him in trouble. He has a mouth on him sometimes, and different things like that. But he's very sure of what he wants when he wants it, right? And so anyways, I talked to her about it. She's like, hey, I was like, hey, can I do this 1 week on, 1 week off? She never responded. So then my son comes over, and it's been over a month, and I'm like, I'm still seeing him every other weekend. So I talked to my son. I was like, listen, son, I live down the street. If you want to come over more, talk to your mom, see what she has to say. I'll talk to her too, and I want to see if we can work something out, right? without necessarily going through mediation, because we have to go to, through mediation and court and everything if we want to officially change it. And really, I'm not interested in doing that. I just want to be with my son.
Yeah.
And long story short, she's shot everything I've said down. She's acting like I'm being selfish, like I'm trying to pull him away from the house. When he was at my house, he was telling me, yeah, I'm 100% down. I want to do that, Dad. He goes to his mom's house, and initially he's like, yeah, I want to do that. She calls me with him on the phone, and then she's even explaining to him, well, you know, your dad's not very responsible. You know, your dad this, your dad that. And I'm like, that's crazy. That kind of sounds like you're talking smack about the parent, which I'm pretty sure is, like, against our entire parenting plan, but whatever.
Yep.
And it's just been, like, she's been reaching at straws trying to find excuses. Like, she's mentioned absolutely everything that's not relevant, like what I'm doing on my time off, because it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And I don't know if – so recently I've gotten her to agree, not even agree completely because she wants to be super vague. And – but ultimately, like, she's acting like it's his choice, even though I know it's her choice because she made the choice a week ago.
Right.
And she just now said, well – we're going to take things slow, but we'll see, right? And I said, okay, cool. As long as it's his choice, though, right? Because she keeps pretending it's his choice. If he says he wants to stay an extra day, is it going to be one of those things where he stays an extra day? Or is it going to be one of those things where it's her choice, right? Where she has to think about it, right? Like, that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. And it's not that I want to hold him here hostage. I just want him to have the opportunity to be here if he wants to be. If he doesn't want to be here, he can go home.
You remind me of Kanye West.
I am a Gemini.
you messed yourself up, and you messed your son up messing with that woman.
Absolutely.
So, whatever. If the boy is not strong enough to not to be manipulated by her, you can point it out to him gently and then drop it.
Right. You're absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned
because that's what's happening, and there's nothing you can do about it. You lost him already.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right.
And you can all you can do is not worry about it. It's like with my caller David from Norway. He's all worried, you know, the vax and stuff. Worrying is of the devil. So you're of the devil influencing your son if you're worrying.
Right.
Be a man about it.
I'm trying, but this is where I get conflicted, right? Like, you know that thing where, like, you protect your son or your child from the mother? Like, I kind of feel like that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm a little bit, like, in between.
The way that you do that is not by worrying.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying. So whenever I speak to her, I try it. And I know I sound like I'm trying to just, like, stuff, like, years worth of stuff. Like a quick conversation, so I sound panicked.
I know, but you are worried about it, right? Is it true or false that you're worried about it?
yeah, I'm worried.
That's the poison that's not going to protect your son or you.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
So that you got to deal with that. I think personally, my impression.
You're right.
And you can call. Have you talked to JLP for counseling?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. You should look into. You can call in right now to the office number as soon as I hung up with you. If you're interested in it, either by Skype or by phone or in person, and it could be just you personally, or you with your son, or you with your son's mother, if she's open to it. I doubt it.
She'd never agree.
Or whatever. And you can schedule either a half hour or hour conversation with JLP through Bond. It's affordable, and it may be worth doing if you want to talk in private or call into the JLP show if it's not too private. You're familiar with the JLP show, obviously, right?
100%. Yeah, I watch all you guys. So the network's awesome.
The office number is easy to remember. It's 800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the local number, 323-782-1980.
Okay.
323-782-1980. Can I bring on a guest, another caller with you regarding your Army situation?
I would love to hear it, yes.
All right. Daniel in Texas, you're on with Brian in Tennessee. Are you there, Daniel?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me, James.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brian, you were talking about... how are you?
Doing great.
How are you? Okay. You were talking about whether or not you want to stay in the military or get out.
Yes.
And my... This is my total and complete unsolicited advice. I was in the military. I did 11 years. And during that time, I had been in and out. And I had been in and out about three times over. And I saw many people come and go. I saw many people in the exact same boat as you. And whether or not people get to that 20 and get that retirement, or do 30 and get a retirement, or do 17 years and have the retirement pulled out from under them, or do 20 years, get into some sort of trouble, and then never see a retirement. I've seen very high-ranking people lose everything in the final stretch, and the bottom line is it's all a gamble. I've seen very good men in situations that were totally out of their control. I've known people, they go to prison for things, and a lot of these things are in their control, but it is a big gamble. And I guess the point of me saying all this is, at the end of the day, worrying about it isn't going to change anything. And I think James is right when he says have a wait-and-see attitude with it, because if they want to get rid of you, they will. Like they won't even bat an eyelash.
Right.
So just let them do that. And another thing is, if they catch a whiff that you're just not into the whole thing, they're going to get rid of you.
Interesting.
So, and I know that there's a lot of people that they fly under the radar and they get to that 20, but you know, a lot of that comes down to luck, and they know it. If you ask any of them, you know, how did you do it? You know, how did you? And if you have a heart to heart with a lot of these people, they will say they got lucky.
So, interesting, man.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So why, as long as you're there, you should commit yourself to your work, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, no.
Appreciate
that.
Take care, man.
That's all I got.
All right.
Bye.
Brian in Tennessee, good to hear from you, man. Call again sometime.
Thank you, Haker. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Okay. I got to get to William in California, who wants to comment on Trump's comment. William in California, thank you for calling and holding, man. How are you doing?
All good. All good, man.
Nice.
That was very interesting, Daniel. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I guess it is a risk.
Don't do anything rash.
Right. I'm glad that Joe from Phoenix called to clear some things up. The one thing that I did hear that I don't know if he did that out of the goodness of his heart or it's just facts, that he's done a masterful job of holding everything off based on what he's going through is Donald Trump. And I think that's what it's all about. Hold off until he gets his chance to get everything. All these charges are weak. And
I think that's true.
Concerned with them.
Yeah. They don't really ring true to me, any of them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know that they're going after him and they'll by hook or by crook, they're trying to get him.
They're not even believing in some half the things that they're claiming they believe in and all the R word and all that stuff. It's not,
I know.
It has nothing to do with that. All it is you know you're losing and he's winning.
Yeah.
With this ball of chain on his ankle, he's still treading water. And they're panicking. That's why they're, like Joe said, they're panicking in Georgia.
Yeah. Interesting.
I knew none of this stuff really meant anything when they came out with it. It's like, oh, you kidding? Really? But, I have to agree with Joe on that one. He's doing a masterful job keeping it down.
Is it him or his lawyers or both or what?
Probably both.
Yeah, he's.
You don't get $15 billion by being a nutcase.
Yeah.
That's first.
Right.
And second, if you have that kind of money, you don't even have to have that kind of money. And you're subject and open for women accusing you of lots of things that may or may not be true.
Right.
And I wasn't there, and I understand this was more than 20 years ago before he even entered office, and he's put it to you this way. He's doing better than Cornel West.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party, and they're panicking because they don't want him in there because they all of their agendas are gone down the drain. All those executive orders that Joe Biden did, they're going in the garbage, just like he threw Obama's in the garbage. So they're just panicking because they know it's coming, you know. And I've never heard you tell a caller he makes no sense more than your friend in Los Angeles there. It's like every time he calls, you say he makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
He's so all over the place. He's like he thinks we're on the same page with him when he's going off into all kinds of cockamamie things.
No, nobody's into that. And you know what? You need to watch educating yourself through Google.
Right?
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Educating yourself through Google.
Unless you're the anchor, baby.
Just so you can call into the. And I hate when people. This is what I really hate. When people can't even get your name right.
Well, I appreciate it, William. It's good to hear from you, man.
No, can I say it? It's Hake.
Hake. No, I don't mind Hank. It's kind of funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Joe cleared it up and everything. Yeah, he's doing a good job of keeping these things at bay, and he's winning. He's winning, and it's made him a lot more popular and everything. And as far as the Civil War, that ain't going to happen. Why would you wish for that?
No, you did not wish for chaos or war. He's kind of a communist. I think he's kind of a communist / Marxist. And Marxists think that chaos will be good because then out of that you can rebuild the country in your own evil image, mama spirit image. But you don't want that.
No, you're not.
You don't want that.
No, you're not. No, you don't want it. You don't want it. Yeah. And if there's any civil war, the first place it's going to go is California. So watch what you wish for. And it's not going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
I disapprove. That kind of talk.
True.
So, everybody have a good day out there, especially the guys that make sense.
You as well, man. Take care.
All right, brother.
All right. Bye. Rick in Hampton, Virginia is... Oh, no! I just... Rick, call back. I was not looking closely at what I was doing, and so I hung up on Rick in Hampton, Virginia. Terrible. Some super chats that have come in, or at least one anyway. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. I guess my coffee about welfare from the other day got skipped over since you were out. What the? Oh, that's right. So true. He bought a coffee. I want to go back to something I asked you about welfare benefits, he said a few days ago. I asked you personally, if you personally could get $1,000 a month and $400 in EBT benefits from the government, would you take it? You said, probably get that bag. So if that's the case to you or anyone else who thinks people are wrong for accepting welfare benefits, but would you take them for yourself, would you get it? I don't understand what the moral, maybe, issue is that you have people with getting those benefits, having acknowledged that you would do it too. Is it inward a jealousy thing? I wish I could get it too, or outwardly it's outrage? I heard you call out people for being upset about things that they do themselves. Yeah, you definitely should not be upset. Just because it's wrong, just because it's killing the spirit of having to work, you're enabling laziness, just like that man who wanted to just smoke pot and play video games. It's enabling. That's part of what's wrong with it. And they know it. So even if you take that bag, if you catch yourself getting enabled by it, get off that welfare. All right? Just like the reparations point I made, people can say what they want about it. They're lazy, don't deserve it, etc. But just watch how many people apply for it. Of course, you should. And yes, you're dead, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to read that part. But thank you, Popcorn's Thump Keg, for the reminder about the coffee. I am so bad. Rick in Hampton, Virginia. I'm sorry I have to have you call back tomorrow, man. I can't get to you. Are you there?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm here. No problem there. Hank, my brother, no problem. I'll hit you up tomorrow.
Sounds good, man. Take care. I'll get right to you when you call.
Be blessed, man.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye. Guys, this has been the Hank Report. It is Steve Taylor Tuesday, Sin for a Season from the 1988 album Meltdown. Joelle Friday coming up next. Adios, America. Bye.
There's a sweaty hand handle and his cocktail napkin. Come on and see me scribbled with a gold pen. But you better read twice. Seven months after his little indiscretion, he sits with his wife at a therapy session.
A little quiet? It might be a little quiet.
Sin for a season. There's a shaky hand shaking with the hand of a hostess. Strength a little much, but she'll drive herself home if she can make it to a car.
Ain't so lazy.
She never saw the sign of the boy with his daddy driving home late from the very first ball game. And they don't get far.
It's Christian, guys.
Now the
Joelle next. Guys, once again, catch Joelle Friday coming up next. And adios, America. See you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye.